I looked down onto the pool, trying to make sense of what I thought I could see in the water. Long hair billowing out, opening and closing slowly like a golden parachute, her body floating on the bright, bright blue. I sometimes wonder if I'd known what was going to happen last summer, would I have gone? Would I have taken my family to that whitewashed villa on the Amalfi Coast, where secrets were spilled and lives imploded in the beautiful, dreadful heat? But then, how could I have known what malevolent thing would fly in on the citrus-scented breeze and transform all our lives forever? A year on, and I remember the details so clearly. The way she smelled like salt and lemons. The way her skin shone gold, and the way she laughed, throwing back her head, white teeth bared, lost in the moment. I sometimes hear her voice, honeyed and sickly sweet, even when she said the cruelest things. I think I see her sometimes, disappearing around a corner in the supermarket, ahead of me in the queue at the post office, walking with me through the park on cold autumn mornings. Slipping through the dark trees, she's suddenly there, shrouding me in guilt and fear, reminding me of what happened. She finds me. She always finds me. And no matter where I go, I know she'll always be there. My sister for a season. My nemesis. The woman who changed everything.